these assets for his work before it's too late, before $100 is only worth 10 cents. In The Great Controversy, 590, we're told this. It will be declared that men are offending God by the violation of the Sunday Sabbath, that this sin has brought calamities which will not cease until Sunday observance shall be strictly enforced, and that those who present the claims of the Fourth Commandment, thus destroying reverence for Sunday, are troublers of the people, preventing their restoration to divine favor and temporal prosperity. Now, brothers and sisters, it's that last phrase in there that we need to wrap our mind around. The people of the United States are going to lean upon their legislators to pass a Sunday law in order for divine favor and temporal prosperity to be returned unto them. Something has removed this temporal prosperity. Something has taken away what they believe is divine favor, and in the context of what it is that does this, it's these calamities that Satan has been allowed to do as the Protestant world gets further and further away from the Lord. But this condition to where the people of the United States will lean upon their legislators to pass a Sunday law is brought about by some kind of economic crisis that has removed temporal prosperity. And brothers and sisters, that's hard for many to see in the United States today, because they've never had a better economic time, according to the people that follow these things. But we know that suddenly, as an overwhelming surprise, these end time events are going to begin and thus open the door for a Sunday law. Prophets and Kings 605 and 606. By false representations and angry appeals, men will stir up the passions of the people, not having, thus saith the Scriptures, to bring against the advocates of the Bible Sabbath. They will resort to an oppressive enactments to supply the lack. To secure popularity and patronage, legislators will yield to the demand for Sunday laws. Now, brothers and sisters, we're just before this time period when suddenly the world is going to turn upon Seventh-day Adventists, particularly here in the United States, because this is where it begins. Something's going to happen to the economy in the United States. Most likely it's going to have something to do with catastrophes or storms that are going to bring about an economic catastrophe, the collapse of the stock market. But in a short period of time, because the final movements are rapid ones,